This is Snowman in the Morning.
Holy on smoke!
Where true sports talk lives.
I like him. He's silly.
Just about wrapping up hour one here on Snowman in the Morning. Glad you are with us. And I want to welcome a very special guest who was one half of Harlem Heat. He's got his own podcast now that you can watch on Twitch. And with all the social injustice going on, especially in his home city of Houston, it is time for us to be very, very active within. Help me welcome Stevie Ray, one half of Harlem Heat, and he joins me right now. Good morning, my friend. It's a pleasure to have you.
How's it going?
It's going real good. It's going real good. How are you on this Friday morning?
I'm great.
That's good. That's good. Talk to me about your podcast. How'd you get that started, and what made you choose Twitch to air it?
Well, you know, I was just trying to go in another direction as far as a lot of podcast people doing a lot of podcasting and that's well, and I just wanted to do something a little different. Whereas I could get followers to follow me and kind of have, you know, do a show on a daily basis where, you know, your followers can have a show of their own. Like, you know, whoever follows me, it's like, you know, I'm doing the show for them before anybody else sees it. So the Twitch was the way to go. And on Twitch, you know, people can, you know, give you tips and things of that nature. So that's why I started doing it on Twitch. And I really like it because, you know, I got a lot of good followers. They ask a lot of good questions, you know, good feedback and stuff of that nature. And I can be a little bit more open with what I do instead of doing it on like YouTube or something like that. That is so, you know, it's so big brother like that. I just want to take a different approach.
I understood that. I took a different approach with my show. And again, thanks for coming on. Speaking of having your voice out there with all of the social injustice that's going on, especially you being in a big city like Houston, me being from Chicago, why do you think it took so long for our voices to be heard?
I don't understand the question, actually.
What do you think? Let me rephrase the question, and I truly apologize for that. What was the one thing that, or things that, like, really, really got you involved in your community, wanting to make an impact?
Well, I've been doing things in my community for, over 20 years. As far as doing, you know, community work, you know, where I came up, and I'm still a liaison with the Houston Community College, and, you know, as far as my work I do in my community and stuff like that. So that's nothing new to me. I've always been active in my community.
That's great.
I don't know about other people, but that's just something that I've always been a part of for quite some time.
That's great. Encouraging everybody to get involved in their community. When I moved here to North Carolina, the one thing that I wanted to get involved with was sportscasting, broadcasting local high school events. So searched out a school and been doing that. But with the pandemic going on, all that's called to a halt. How have you been handling the pandemic?
Yeah, pretty much just like everybody else, man. Pretty much, seriously, you know. I've even done a couple of shows on the pandemic, man, but I'm just one that, I don't know, social distancing, trying to stay safe, you know, wear a mask, the whole thing, cleaning your hands, this, that, and the other, you know, things open up and then start to close right down again, you know, numbers are going down, then all of a sudden numbers are going back up. This, like, I don't even I don't even understand some of the stuff that's, you know, that the government is preaching to us, man. So it's like, man, what the hell's going on? How did a person get sick? Who's the person been around? Well, this person has gotten sick now. He ain't even came out of his house, ain't did nothing, but he's sick now. And I'm like, okay, what the hell is going on?
Yeah.
It's just kind of crazy to me when I look at this whole pandemic. The president doesn't wear a mask. Everybody else wears a mask. You know, the Dr. Right. Fauci says this, but then people don't believe this. And, you know, other scientists say this, but, you know, they don't get a chance to be on national television. Numbers are rising in this area and not in this area. I mean, you know, something, a pandemic starts in China, but the Chinese can get it together. But the most powerful nation in the world, you know, is all haywire.
Yeah.
So somebody tell me what the hell's going on, man. This is crazy. And I'm tired of people preaching to me one thing, and then I find other alternative media that's preaching another thing. So it's beyond any sane man's comprehension when it comes to trying to make sense out of something that doesn't make sense.
And it really does. It really doesn't make sense. You know, all the rules come out, all the protocols come out. You have to wear a mask, practice social distancing, make sure you wash your hands. And I can tell you, within a month of that, a lot of that was lifted, only to see the numbers go up, and to bring up a point that you just mentioned, the doctors that should be telling us what's going on television are not being allowed to tell us what's going on. And once again, to hammer your point home, controlling the message.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. I said, what's the pandemic going on? She's like the leader of the free world. She'd be the first person to practice any kind of social distancing, but yet he doesn't. But if a person look at, well, hey, if our leader doesn't care about wearing a mask, why should I wear a mask? That's even if it's for a clickbait.
Yeah.
Even if it's for just do what I tell you to do, you know, it's just to show certain kind of leadership. Now, I don't understand that. But don't tell me that it's very important to wear a mask, but, you know, a president and a vice president and people around them, they don't wear a mask. I'm like, what the hell?
They don't. And they continue not to. Even with the numbers going up, they continue not to wear a mask. They continue to break all the rules. And to your point, people see that, and then they begin to break the rules. And then the numbers go up.
Exactly. And if people don't believe what I'm saying is, people look for leadership to follow. So it's just like when the president says, hey, go drink some bleach. A guy goes drink some bleach and almost kills himself. That goes to show you right there. If I do it or if I say it, you know, you got people out there that will try it.
Mm-hmm. So very
that
true.
That happened.
Yeah. And it just seems like we were so ill-equipped to handle something that started in January. And you would think it would be done by now, but it just shows you, like you said, our government way out of whack, ill-prepared, ill-equipped, and misinformed.
Well, that's the thing. How can a government that's supposedly the leader of the free world, as far as democracy goes, but you have everything, a government that has everything bad to say about communist countries, which is nothing but another form of government, whether you believe in it or not.
Mm-hmm.
But whether it's another form of government or not, if people in that part of the world say, okay, something going on here. Okay, let's prepare for this. Boom, 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 boom. Okay, now we got it situated and we got it contained. How hard is that?
You wouldn't think it wouldn't be this hard. You wouldn't
If that government is not superior to mine, I have a problem accepting that.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I've been told since childhood.
It's the truth. It's nothing but truth. That's all we've
been told. I've been told a communist government, and people in this part of the world like to accuse people of being a communist system. Yeah, but it seems like, okay, other than the simple fact that, you know, you have a government here that can, you know, you have opportunities, you know, to go out and make money and this, that, and the other. Take that away, what's the difference? The big difference.
Yeah, it is. And some places were deemed essential, some were not. But a lot of people lost jobs, a lot of people lost money, and all the social distancing rules come out and they're still not allowed to feed their families. This is more than a crisis. And with the numbers rising, there are more people filing for unemployment because of this and not being allowed to take care of their families.
Well, in the Chinese part of the world, they had everything under control within a few weeks, and everybody went back to work.
Yeah. And here we're going on, what, 105? And here we're going on, what, 105 days without anything being whatever the hell normal is?
I just want to know, how could these people that we are preached to, that is not as efficient as us, that's not as equal as us, that the government is backwards than ours, can get things under control within a few weeks, and everybody goes back to work? And it's, and this disease supposedly originated there. I have a problem with that.
I had a big problem with that also. I have a big problem with that also because I love being around people. I love being around people. When this first came down, my wife looked at me and I looked at her, and she says, "You know, you're going to have to really start controlling who you're being around. You have to listen to this." I will admit, it's been hard. It's been hard because I got so many friends, not only here in Carolina, but back in Indiana, where most of my family is, and some other parts of my family in Chicago. It's hard. I've talked to so many people during this pandemic, and they want to see their children, their grandchildren. It's hard to put their arms around them and hug them. But to repeat your question, how can the place where this originated get it in control in 3 weeks, and we're going on 105 days?
I do not know.
It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy.
I'm just tired of hearing the blame game. I'm just tired of hearing a second wave and all these other different things, man. Mm-hmm. It's like I said, scientifically, we have to go by what the media is telling us. But a lot of things to me, and I'm not saying it's not, you know, it isn't what it is or whatever.
Right.
It's just very, very, just very, very confusing. Now people blame, they do a nationwide research. So protesting had nothing to do with the second wave.
Then I see something.
Me and I do another podcast on Thursday with Vince Russo. And Vince Russo was listening to one of the doctors say, no, it had nothing to do with it. But he's convinced that it is. I think now, Vince, you see exactly what I've been talking about. Mm-hmm. You're convinced that it is based on what? Your theory? Your gut? Or what? But it's scientifically, if you really take every person that was out there protesting, every person all over the country in every city, in every major city out there, okay, those people wouldn't make up 340 million people in the United States of America. You think protests are going to infect a whole wave of people in the whole United States of America?
No.
It doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't.
Now, if they go get tested, which is hard as hell to do, I'm in Houston, over 6 million people. People trying to get tested wasn't even hardly anywhere to go get tested.
Right.
And it took forever. But all of a sudden, the numbers go up exponentially. And I'm like, what are these people getting tested at? What's going on? Now, if it has something to do with protesting, how hard would it be to go, were you out protesting the last couple of weeks? Yes. Oh, okay. That's probably why you're around other people and you know. How hard would that be to ask that question if you're getting tested? Now, we're just talking about people that's getting tested or people that's in the inner city or people that are in the downtown areas, people that, you know, in the rural areas of a town like this. So where do those numbers come from? Just people that was protesting or people that was around protesters? Which one is it?
It's a lot of propaganda, man.
How hard would it be to tell us that?
Yep. Yep. It's just a lot of misinformation. A lot of misinformation. And it's hard to decipher what is really the truth, what the real numbers are, because they won't tell us, like you said.
My daughter went and got tested. She didn't get her results back. Matter of fact, I think she had to end up sending some kind of pamphlet off to get her results back.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It was so unlike, but you tell me these numbers are so going up so exponentially. Mm. Then they say the hospital beds are full, and I got a friend of mine that's a doctor, and she's like, our hospital beds are not full. So, you know, things like that just really kind of throw me in the loop. That's all.
Yeah, same here. Same here. Stevie Ray joining me here to close out hour one, talking all things pandemic as well as his podcast. Go check out his podcast, folks. He's got two of them, one he does with Vince Russo. They are both awesome, and I'm subscribing to both, and I hope you all do too. And pay attention to the true numbers. Do your research when it comes to this pandemic and get the real information, since it's not being told to us on a daily basis. Stevie Ray, my friend, thank you for coming on. I'd love to have you back at a future date.
No problem. You have a good one.
Thank you. Thank you, my friend. Question of the day, and then we'll close out hour one after this.